Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2008, and this is Centennial College Radio News at 11 o'clock. I'm Laura Stanley with Drew Berner and Murray Crawford. It's a chilly 0 degrees outside with an expected high of 6. Now here are the headlines. Toronto police arrested nearly 300 people yesterday. Premier Dalton McGuinty weighs in on the legal drinking age. Police use YouTube to help with a murder investigation. And a Health Canada study shows teen smoking is at an all-time low. And now for our top story. Toronto police arrested nearly 300 people in a massive downtown crime bust. The six-week investigation focused on the criminal activity in the Girard, Queen Church, and Parliament Streets area. More than 100 of the arrested are repeat offenders. They were arrested for outstanding warrants and criminal charges relating to violent crimes and weapons possession. Premier Dalton McGuinty says Ontario's legal drinking age does not need to be raised. London's Board of Health voted 4-3 Monday in a request that the legal drinking age be increased to 21. The board voted as a part of a series of measures to reduce alcohol-related deaths and injuries. McGuinty believes parents and teenagers would do a better job of preventing young people from drinking than tougher laws. Think teens are smoking more cigarettes these days? Health Canada's most recent tobacco survey showed teen smoking is currently at its all-time low. But as Anisha Hutchinson reports, some East Scarborough teens say otherwise.
Health Canada reveals that teen smoking is at its all-time low, with only 15% of teens smoking today. Chinzia Pistrato is a grade 12 student at Pope John Paul II Catholic Secondary School. She's one of many teens who believe today's youth are smoking more.
I think probably they think it's a cool thing to do. And, like, in some cases, it's something to do. Like, you know, like, let's say you don't really fit in the cast. And then, you know, you go out for lunch, you're kind of just standing at the front looking like you don't really have anything to do. That's kind of why I started. Like, I didn't have anything to do in between. I was like, okay, smoking, that's all right, that's fine. It's not too bad of a thing to start. And I think, like, when you see other people doing it, and I think peer pressure, like, if someone offers it to you, it's very difficult to be like, oh, no, it's okay.
Pistrato started smoking in grade 9 and quit just a few months ago. She says that teens are still smoking today and turning to marijuana instead of tobacco. Many teens believe that marijuana is less harmful than cigarettes. Studies show smoking one joint of marijuana can be just as harmful as 20 cigarettes.
I think that if motivated to do anything, whether it's quit smoking weed or quit smoking cigarettes, you need to find a personal motivation. Like, you can do things for other people, but in the end, like, it's what really affects you. Like, if I promised my sister I wouldn't smoke, then I'd still smoke, but I just wouldn't tell my sister because I wouldn't want to disappoint her.
She says that most of her friends don't smoke, while many younger students do. As for Pistrato, she has quit smoking and denies replacing cigarettes with marijuana. Anisha Hutchinson reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
In other news, Toronto police used the popular website YouTube to help find a murder suspect. Police issued a warrant for 25-year-old Owen Smith. Smith is wanted in connection with a multiple shooting that happened on March 14th near Lawrence Road and Dufferin Street. The shooting left one 18-year-old man dead and injured five others. Investigators hope that someone would recognize the suspect and lead police to his whereabouts. So far, one man has been arrested and charged with murder. And that's the latest from news. Now here's Drew with a look at sports.
Thanks, Lauren. Good morning, sports fans. The New York Yankees opened their final season at Yankee Stadium last night with a win over the visiting Blue Jays. The game featured excellent pitching, but fielding made the difference. Yankee center fielder Melky Cabrera made highlight reel catches off Lyle Overbay and Aaron Hill to end the fourth inning. He then continued his heroics in the sixth, homering off Jays ace Roy Halladay to tie the game at 2. Alex Rodriguez crossed the plate in the seventh to put the Bronx Bombers up for good. With the Yankees set to move at the end of the season, last night's game marked the 84th and final home opener at Old Yankee Stadium, though many are looking forward to seeing the team in its new facility next year. Generations of fans will certainly be paying homage to this baseball mecca over the coming months. Leaf fans had to forgive Andrew Raycroft's unusually competent performance in an all but meaningless home game last night. He's had lots of practice lately and plenty of rest. The Leaf goaltender made his first start in more than 2 months and showed what that leisure time can do. He looked like a brand new player, stopping 38 Buffalo Sabres shots in a 4-3 shootout loss. Shifty winger Maxim Afinaganov notched the game winner. He was the sixth skater to face Raycroft, beating him with a picture-perfect head fake. The game meant much more to the visitors than it did to the home side. The Sabres are still battling the Washington Capitals, Philadelphia Flyers, and Boston Bruins for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Leafs have long since been eliminated. Now we move from leisurely goaltenders to healthy leisure activities. Although yoga has been practiced for centuries, it only became a household name a few years ago. Some say it's nothing more than a trend glamorized by celebrities and clothing companies. But there are thousands of followers and instructors who have made it an important part of their everyday lives. Irina Litchak sat down with Jessica Commons, one of Toronto's most prominent yoga teachers.
Just three more rounds like this. So inhale, really expand. Press into the feet, and then as you exhale, really press into that left hand. Tuck the tailbone under again. Lower ribs and hip bones are making...
I'm talking with Toronto yoga instructor Jessica Commons. She's been an active part of the Toronto yoga community for the past 26 years, and she's not planning on leaving it anytime soon. Commons has taught in the city for the past couple of years at the Toronto Dance Theatre. She also offers corporate classes for office workers who are too busy to attend her regularly scheduled sessions.
I started doing yoga 26 years ago.
And do you only teach here or in other places?
I teach here at the Toronto Dance Centre, and I teach at corporate yoga classes. So I go into companies and I teach private classes as well.
Cummins was initially studying for a marketing degree, but she got a chance to take a yoga class that changed her life. From then on, she realized that this was her calling in life, and she has learned to make yoga practice an everyday ritual. Occasionally, she strengthens her skills and knowledge by attending weekly teacher training courses held in New York with her instructional partner.
I decided to come to yoga. I took a teacher training class just to deepen my practice. I was in marketing. And I decided I liked it, and I guess I was quite, well, seems like I was fairly good at it 6 years down the road, so I stayed with it.
Jessica Cummins offers drop-in classes at the Toronto Dance Theatre 3 times a week, as well as corporate classes for group office workers. Irina Litchak, Centennial College Radio News.
For the first time in its history, the NCAA will pit all four of its highest-ranked teams against each other en route to the college basketball championship. With Kansas's win over underdogs Davidson on Sunday, the last of the number one seeds advanced to the Final Four. They face the University of North Carolina on Saturday. UCLA and Memphis will also battle on Saturday for a berth in the championship game. And those are Toronto's top sports stories. Here's Murray with an update from the entertainment world.
Thanks, Drew, and hello, everyone. And here's what's happening in entertainment. The CBC will bid adieu to its popular Real Canadian Air Farce this year as the show will wrap up production with its New Year's Eve episode. CBC and the show's producers say they negotiated the end amicably. Punch Andrews of Mix 99.9 FM died of cancer this week. He hosted the Saturday night show on Mix and occasionally did traffic for CFRB. He was 43. Toronto's Winter City Festival recently wrapped up its two-week run, the pinnacle of which was a performance of Alice in Wonderland staged at Nathan Phillips Square. Joe Clausen reports.
The royal plot! Then jump off her head!
That was a taste of what audience members could expect from the Theatre Gorgeous production of Alice in Wonderland. The theatre troupe from the Netherlands put a new spin on Lewis Carroll's classic story. This retelling took center stage at Nathan Phillips Square. The audience gathered to see the 15-member troupe perform with live musical accompaniment. Unlike a regular play, however, the audience became a major part of this moving set. According to a representative for Theatre Gorgeous, this means that the viewers are as integral to the performance as the actors, costumes, and musicians.
Performing in the middle of the crowd, the spectators are within touching distance of the actors and so become part of our scenery. They are seduced and then drawn into the captivating and moving story.
Although they were on stilts, troupe members were close enough to touch the audience. The children in the crowd cheered for Alice and ran away from the Queen of Hearts. The members of Theatre Gorgeous have traveled all over the world performing for children just like those in Toronto. This version of Alice in Wonderland follows closely to Carol's original story.
Follow Alice into the weird but wonderful world of Wonderland amid odd creatures and whimsical characters who try to convince you that they only exist in your imagination. The unexpected storyline twists and turns promise to entertain fans of all ages.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Clausen, Centennial College Radio News.
The Card Counting 21 has more counties due as it took home the top box office revenue this weekend with $23.7 million. Finishing second was Horton Hears a Who with $17.4 million, and third was Superhero Movie with $9.5 million. And the new kids are back on the block as Danny, Donnie, Joey, Jordan, and Jonathan are reuniting for performance Friday on the Today Show, with a potential tour in the works. And that's all from the world of entertainment. Now let's send it back to Laura for the wrap.
Thanks, Murray. That's the news for now. You could tune in tomorrow on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. From all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, I'm Laura Stanley. Thanks for listening and have a great day.